broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
I think we're on.
Are we on?
I think we are.
Hey, I can hear you now, Neil.
Yep.
Hey, Wednesday night, Bubba P. Minus Bubba.
He's doing a good deed.
He's doing a good deed tonight, yep. Taking a friend to the James, so. It's going to be me and Neil, and hopefully here in just a little bit, Kirby's going to pop in. We're going to talk golf.
Yep, from
it's Masters Week.
Mercer County Elks. And
Mercer County Elks Best.
I think we've had him on every year, haven't we? Four or five, whatever years
it is. One of our favorite shows.
Yep.
Always a good time.
He always has that that list of golfers that you can pick some out of this one, and three out of this one, and two out of this one, and one out of this one. And
big tournament.
Now, if I remember right, there's a whole bunch of money. Involved in that from the
it's kind of a neat deal. You throw in 25 bucks and you pick, I think it's 10.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it's 10 golfers.
Yep.
Possibly we'll ask Kirk when he gets here.
Yep. But. And I'm sure there's somewhere. Yeah, I know you can stop over the Elks and fill one out.
Yeah. You get 10
but I guess
golfers
you need to do that before noon.
Yeah, it's got
to
be done before noon. Or, fact, well, it might be tonight.
I'm not sure. It might be 10 o'clock.
In, but
there's probably an online thing where you can get that.
Yeah, I should be able to get to them.
Yep.
But it's always fun. And then I think you pay 25 and then you pick 10 guys probably. Possibly, and then you pick your best six out. And I think if any of your guys don't make the cut, that's an extra $3. So it can be disastrous if you pick a bunch of losers, but hopefully not.
No, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I hadn't thought about if you don't make the cut, then that costs you extra.
It costs extra.
And that'll cut down your chances of winning, too.
Especially when you get to those third or fourth tiers. Because you don't know who you're picking.
Yep.
Hey,
Cuppy.
Mayor made it.
All dressed up.
Looking good. Got the Reds supporting her on.
Get beat.
Are they getting beat? They won one now.
One and nothing. They're good.
They're back. On the winning streak. Just started, my friend.
Perfect.
I was just talking about Kirby's Masters tournament deal that he always runs. It's pretty cool.
And I brought it up here.
Did you bring her?
Yep, I brought it up here because I figure I got paid. So I filled mine out. Not going to tell anybody what I did.
Ooh, you got the winners?
Probably
secret
not.
Secret winner.
I figure I'll give him extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure I'll give him extra money because I figure I'll have at least two or three guys get cut.
I just tell Neil about the cut rule.
Yeah.
Cost you an extra $3.
Cost you $3.
What is it? You get 10 golfers? Is that correct?
Get 10 golfers. You got to pick... You got to pick one from, like, the top six. So you got Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, Rory, Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, and they put Tiger in the top six.
Really?
Yeah. So they moved Jordan Spieth out this year and put Tiger in there. But I'm not sure.
Thinking Tiger's just...
But, you know,
top
Jordan...
Top six potential yet? Or
maybe.
Never know. He got so much experience there.
Yeah. I mean, he knows that course like the back of his hand.
He could go light it up at any point in time.
So I didn't. I took Rory. I think Rory's got a shot. So
playing pretty good.
Playing pretty good.
Yeah. Playing pretty good right now. Yeah, I got to get mine filled out. I didn't get none yet.
Yeah. I printed it off. I usually email it back into him. He's got
what,
it.
What, where do you get that? We were just talking about that when you came in. Where is that on, like, Mercer County Elks?
He just sends it out to the members of the Elks.
Okay. So in an email.
In an email.
Okay.
And you can open it up, and then you fill in your
printer out.
So,
Printer out.
But I just printed it off and thought I'd fill it out and bring it up here to him. But,
yep.
And, like, in the last group, the last... He's got like A golfers, B golfers, C golfers, D golfers, and then the last group is a lot of the guys that had won in years past.
Yeah.
That, you know, are allowed to play every year.
They're going
to
be in there,
So you got like Ian Woosman,
Yep.
you know, that's
Woosie.
Won it. And then Mike Weir, the guy from Canada.
Yeah.
The left-hander.
Big lefty.
VJ and that Jose Maria Olazabal.
Yep. Yep.
Bernard Langer, Sandy Lyle, Larry Mize, a lot of those guys, you know.
Almost guaranteed one of those old guys will be in the running.
Oh, yeah. Usually, like.
Somebody comes out of nowhere.
I mean, Freddie Couples was like in the last couple of groups there on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say. He made it pretty far.
That was pretty awesome. But
yeah, but to try to pick which one.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be hot that day?
You know, I picked.
Whose knee isn't hurting and whose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Who's got their swing down? And
the one year I picked Ernie. Sweet swinging. Ernie.
Oh, the Big Easy.
The Big Easy. And he took I think it was the year he took like a 13 on the first hole. It was unbelievable.
The first hole of the first day?
First day.
Oh, my God.
13 on the first hole. It's like, he's out. He already missed the cut.
Well, there's $3
after
for
one hole. $3 I threw it in.
You know, Ernie's not on here. Did he never?
He might be done.
Did he never win a Masters?
Well, that's great. That's a good question.
I mean, you have to have.
I bet he did. I don't think he did.
Man, I don't know.
Your criteria is you got to be.
Yeah, I mean, these old timers. These are the guys that have won it in the past, and then they're invited back year in and year out.
Marco Mira, he in there?
Marco Mira.
I don't even know if he played.
Actually, he played the day. I think he had a hole in one the day on the par three.
Did he?
Yeah. But I don't think that he's actually playing in
the actual tournament.
I think last year was his last year.
But he won it.
Oh, yeah. He's won it at least once.
Yeah.
At least once.
Thinking he had.
Yeah, I just Googled Ernie Els and Masters, and it says the headline is the missing golfer from this year's field who deserves another invite to Augusta.
Oh, so. It might have been his last year then.
Yeah, see, I thought I mean, obviously, we've watched you playing him before, but.
So, if you win, you're automatically in for life?
For life, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, like.
So, you can play.
I like.
But now, do a lot of them guys, when they know they're not very good and they're done, take themselves out so they can.
Oh, yeah.
So a younger kid can get in there.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Jack's played in it. I mean, they tee off. Remember how they start off, they're the first ones to tee off on Thursday morning.
Yep.
And then
that was a goose bumper.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty cool.
Neat.
A guy like Ernie Els, would he have to pay an entry fee
to get in that? No idea.
If that's fairly high, I can see why they would butt out. Just being nice and getting out of the way so a younger guy can get in.
I think it's just a matter of, are you qualified? Are you qualified?
Yeah. I think they take the top so many in the world.
And then there's so many tournament winners,
and then
right?
And if you win a tournament,
if you win, you're in.
This Corey Connors, and I took him just because he won last week at Valero in Texas.
Yep.
Okay, so he qualified for that tournament on Monday.
Is that right?
And then he won it.
So that qualifies him for the Masters.
And he qualified then for the Masters.
That's pretty cool.
So they were talking to him about it, and he said he got to play there when he won some amateur thing. So he got to go play at Augusta. He got to play 2 days. So his first day, he said, I thought I was pretty tough. He said, you know, he said, I was invited there. He said, I got humbled pretty quick, shot 86.
Oops.
And he said, the next day, he said, I thought, well, I guess I got to go out and try it again. Anyway, I shot 66.
Whoa.
So
he's a hit or misser.
He's fired up about heading back there. And I don't blame him. I mean, how cool would that be?
Jesus, oh, that's got to be exciting.
We got talking today about tickets. And I fill out and put in for the lottery every year to get tickets. Never got them. Stoney got them in 19, it was either 89 and 90 or 90 and 91 and hasn't gotten them since.
So you basically just put your name in the lottery.
You just fill out an email and say, I want tickets. But the chances of getting them for.
Slim to none.
Oh, and especially getting them for Thursday,
and once
Friday,
you get
Sunday,
them,
Sunday.
You just get them 1 year and then they can throw your name back in a hat again. But and you might get drawn out the next year.
That's right.
But that's just luck of the draw.
That's right. So I've only done it for a couple of years.
But now there's people that have lifetime.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Passes to that thing.
Yeah. I used to know somebody. I know of somebody that had that, and somebody was explaining to me it's complicated how this guy can do it and regular people can't, and he was just, you know, a regular guy like you were, but somehow he got in on that ground floor of once you're in, you're always in.
Right. The guys that
and they actually, don't they will that down to their kids?
Well, I think so.
So it doesn't get lost.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, it's gone.
Right.
So I got to talk to, when I was there, you know, hell, that's 30 years ago. I followed Jack and Arnie and Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh, man.
So, and then I was standing there talking to this guy that was, you know, like a volunteer who held the ropes.
And were you there during the week? Or no, are you practice. There on a practice run?
Practice okay, run, Monday.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I said, how do you get to be a volunteer? He said, well, you be a volunteer. He said, the only reason I volunteer is because we get to play it. So anytime anybody that volunteers on the course and helps with that week, then they get to play it. I don't know. There's a certain week that they're allowed to play.
There?
Yeah. So he said, I volunteer as much as I can.
I bet too.
He said, it's awesome playing it. So, but it's the damnedest course I've ever seen. I mean, honest to God, they're rough would be like our fairways around here. And I swear, like, their fairways would be like our greens. It's just incredible. Hmm. And I don't even know how to explain their greens. It's unbelievable.
Now, my brother-in-law, he went there, and he said, like, the tips.
Yeah.
Like, some of the tee boxes are so far back, it's unbelievable.
Oh, you can't even see them tee off in that
right.
one
he
hole.
Said they're so far back in there, you can't even see them.
Like, 13, you can't. I mean, when you're standing there watching 12, that par 3 across the water, and then they go back in this little tunnel of trees, and then all of a sudden the ball comes out. Mm-hmm. You can't see him back in there.
That's what he said. He said, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. And then to walk the course, I mean, that's a long walk, man.
Oh, I bet.
But, you know, like on the practice rounds, then those guys are, they're a lot more friendly, and they're talking to the fans, and, mm-hmm. you know, so, and especially like, Jack won it like, what, 86?
86, yeah.
So he was like 46 when he won it, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we were there like 4 years after. So he could still rip it, you know. Yeah. He could still rip that ball. Arnie was getting up there. Mm-hmm. And Fuzzy, he was, you know, he was there because he was a past winner.
He was a past winner.
So they were all real funny. But Tiger was there, okay? And
pretty young.
Absolutely. And everybody followed Tiger. So Arnie and Jack and Fuzzy probably had, I'll say, 500 people.
Whatever. Following them?
Yeah. And Tiger probably had 35,000. So it was easy to stay along with them, and that was fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And they talked to you. I mean, hell, talked to him a couple times during the day.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those practice rounds, you got no pressure on. They're probably out there hitting
and then
three or four balls.
Yeah.
And,
you know, and then
knows all.
And then they practice where the pins are going to be on Saturday and practice where the pins will be on Sunday. Yeah. And, you know.
Makes sense.
So that's what they work on. So we got a new visitor, Fee.
We got our number one club pro here from Mercer County Elks.
How you doing, Kirby?
Kirby, how you doing,
thanks
bud?
For having me, guys.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Favorite.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Got
all right,
busy
buddy.
In the clubhouse.
All right. We're yakking a little bit before you got here. So
good.
We're just talking a little Masters.
Okay, good.
And they hardly even badmouthed you.
Yeah, that's all right.
A little.
I'm used to it.
Not bad.
I'm used to it.
We were talking about the pool you got going, and I brought mine up here because I'm going to give it to you tonight. But it's pretty cool the way it works out. And actually, I won a little money last year.
I don't say you did good.
Yeah. Yeah. I did all right.
Actually, you were in the black.
And I even
a little positive.
Yeah, and I even for the overall four majors
did all right. Now,
yeah, won a little money. So
yeah, that's kind of what he does too. We talked about the Masters, but it's kind of cool because Kirby runs this tournament and kind of does the all four majors, and you carry over all the $3 no cuts and stuff. You kind of throw that in the pot too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's pretty nice little winnings out there at the end of the year.
Pay out the top 10 for all four majors.
Yep.
Little bonus pot.
And it's amazing how you watch the Masters and it's so much more fun. Because you root for these guys that you crap. You hit the ball in the water. I mean, just in a rage at
them. Or you root against the guy.
Or you root against them. Why not?
I would have done I think, I don't remember where I placed, but I would have done a hell of a lot better if Jordan Spieth wouldn't have shot like a 64 on Sunday last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He took around.
Made a little run. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who was that fee that you said got a 13 on the first?
Oh, yeah. Remember Ernie Els about 5-6 years ago? I took him as one of my sleepers. He shoots 13 on the first.
Six putt.
It was unbelievable.
Seven putt.
It was a classic.
My greens are fast.
Oh, man.
He just kept hitting it back and forth. I'm thinking, oh, my
He's
God.
Not in the field this year. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. Nice guy. Did he never win one?
Mm-mm.
Never won the Masters.
Nope.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Nope. But
he was on an exemption from winning the, that I believe it was the Open.
US Open.
The
British
yes. Open. Yeah.
Yep.
So those exemptions, what do they go? 5 years? 10 years, maybe?
All of them are a little different. Certain 5 or 10, yeah.
So certain ones are pretty cool to get.
Oh, yeah.
Want to get to the Masters.
No doubt.
That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Who ended up winning the par 3 today?
Matt Wallace. Hit a hole in one to put him ahead.
Really?
Yep. So he got double crystal.
The last time I saw it was Sandy Lyle was like 5 under.
Yep. Matt Wallace ended up 6 under. So don't pick him.
Yeah, because he's not going to win it.
Nope.
Nobody's ever won the par 3.
Probably miscut.
Nope.
Miscut. Let me double check.
$3.
Sure I don't have Mr. Wallace. Nope. I do not. Good deal.
Matt Wallace.
So, Kirby, how's things going out the Alps?
Good.
We're getting started.
We're getting there.
Yep.
Weather cooperated a little bit.
Yep.
Started to be a little better. Yeah, this last weekend was really good.
It was nice.
Saw a lot of faces. And it was good. Both of you guys were out there.
Yeah.
I think everybody's getting a little antsy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, this was good to go out there.
Sprung along a little bit on Sunday, but not bad at all.
Actually, we got pretty lucky.
And Saturday was beautiful. I bet you had a great crowd out there.
Saturday was great. Yeah, we had 120 players Saturday.
Yeah.
About 80 on Sunday morning. Not much Sunday afternoon, but morning was packed.
Pretty good crowd in the morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things are coming around over there. And
I think most everyone knows we had a little trouble last fall.
It's going to take a little time.
It is.
It's
filling in.
Yeah, and then once it warms up a little bit, when the ground gets warm, it'll...
And if you haven't been out there, which my first time since middle of last year probably was Sunday, and... Man, the changes there with the trees and stuff on 13. It's a completely different course. I mean, you've got different views all over the place, and it's really cool.
It did change it big time, and we talked about how many times that you would fade that thing over in them trees and then knock it down in the ditch. Now you'll have guys playing guaranteed from 13 fairway back over to 12.
The good thing is you're going to know if it's in or out.
At least
you're going to see it.
So when they get it all done, I'm assuming they're going to put like some riprap and stuff down the sides, or is it going to be?
There's going to be very little rock.
Okay.
They're going to use rock for the base, stone for the base, but there'll be very little rock on the side. What they did is they took down all those. Probably, 300 trees through there, you think?
There's some
300 trees.
Big boys.
They kept a lot of the hardwoods, and then they're going to stick those hardwoods into the bank and let the root ball hang out. So that's going to help hold the bank in place.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, and then help also with the habitat and everything. But it's going to be a lot of hardy grasses to keep the banks from eroding.
Yeah.
Currently, they're 55 feet across. From top to top, both sides, we're just going to go to 120 feet and then have a gradual slope down. So it's going to turn into a floodplain, basically.
But we could get down. Could we play out of that?
The very bottom's going to be tough because it's going to be thick. It's going to be, they call it warm season grasses. It's going to look like a weed to you and I. It's called a wildflower.
Actually going to be the base of the ditch.
Yes. Yep. Right. They're going to be down toward the base. On the top edge, it'll be our blue grasses or our rye grasses. So we're used to.
Cool. You don't realize how deep that is.
Oh.
Good grief. We had, Greg McClurk played with us on Sunday, and he hit a ball. It was unbelievable.
We got to tell that story.
So we drive over, and I walk in there, and it's looks like 20 feet down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, Jesus, that's way down there. And I look, and there's one little twig holding this ball, and it's about 4 feet down. And I said, well, you can't hit that. And he said, oh, no, I can hit that. I'm sitting there thinking, whack. Okay, this guy's going to fall in, break his neck on this stupid golf. I said, you can't do it that. Yes. He gets some wood out, and he hit it. We never seen it. Yeah, we have no idea where it went.
We have no idea where it went.
Either better than
it. It's in the bank.
He banked it in there. We never seen it or heard anything from it. But
Jack and I was down about every possible bet you could possibly imagine, so we sure as hell wasn't going to help him find it.
They weren't looking too hard.
It's gone.
It's gone. Drop. Oh, well, it's all good. But that's supposed to be done by fall?
They'll come back in and start doing the earthwork about the end of June after the rainy season is over. Take them about 12 weeks. So I put them, about the end of September or so?
Oh, my.
July, August, September. So
Kirk, those gigantic trees, they got to still come out of there?
No, those are staying.
That stuff's
they kept
set.
Some. Yeah, we had to keep some.
So you're done hauling stuff, correct, most of the stuff out.
Correct. The project's actually being done by the soil and water. County Soil and Water.
Okay.
So the history of it, it goes back about 6-7 years ago. They approached us, the seminary, and the landfill to do this on that creek that runs through there. Mm-hmm. And the seminary and landfill declined. And we said, we'd be interested. We'd look at it. And, you know, our creek banks aren't very good. So, I mean, they're eroding and everything. Oh, so, yeah. The end project, it didn't happen then, but it's happening now. Grants from the Ohio EPA. And so the trees had to stay as part of that, mm-hmm. in agreement with the EPA. But it's being done more for education, how to clean the water with doing, creek construction versus having the water run as fast as it can and erode the banks.
Right.
Sediment coming into the water and, polluting the water, essentially.
Will they go back all the way to, in the end, back to 8?
That was the hope. I think we could have possibly got a little more money, maybe, but the money ran out, basically.
What we've got cleaned out.
What we got cleaned out is there's no future idea for anything right now.
No more. Okay.
Right. So we'll see. You never know what the future holds.
Right.
I think the original plans, on 2 and 5, were pretty cool. 2 would have taken away the wood fence in front and just gradually sloped it down all grass. That would have been really neat.
That'd been neat.
5, same way. Would have been no riprap. It would have just been grass running down there. 17, same way.
Well, that would have been.
It would have been, yeah.
That would have been pretty cool.
But
it's amazing, the change.
It is.
And I think it's cool. I think it's going to be neat.
You're on 12 and look back, you can see about the whole golf course. Really neat. It's really pretty.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We'll get right back here. We're going to talk to Kirby some more about this golf course and some of the rule changes we got going on this year.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
After scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th to take the lead, the Indians defeated Minster last night 10-5. Our Indians are now 6-2 for the season and 2-0 in the MAC. Here are the baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Indians will head to Delphus for another MAC contest as they take on the St. John's Blue Jays. We won't be able to bring you the broadcast of that game. On Saturday, the Indians will host the always tough South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. The baseball season is in full swing, and there are still three games this week. Tomorrow, Indians at Delphi St. John's with no radio broadcast. Saturday, doubleheader at home with South Adams. Make your plans to get to these games to help cheer on our Indians this week. But if you can't make it in person, we'll bring you all the games we can live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee. We got special fill in for Bubba. Another a voice of the Indians.
About
the
same size.
About the same size. Chair's filled out good. Mr. Dave Kapp, our mayor, is here helping me out today.
Absolutely.
And we got Curb.
Yes, sir.
The Elks. We got, how about the new rule changes? What are you thinking about them?
On the fence of a couple, but
they're different ones.
They're okay. They're just going to take a little bit to get used to.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, the big ones are putting with the flag stick in.
Absolutely.
Seeing some things on Twitter where a lot more people are leaving the flag stick in, speeding up play, but guys will reach their hand in and cave the hole in. So now the golf course superintendents are getting upset.
They're just in a rage.
So, I mean, I around the flag. Right, around the flag, yeah, because the hand doesn't fit between the hole exactly and the flag stick. So we all got fat hands. So
guys with big mitts are just there.
Oh, yeah, makes course perfect sense.
Yeah,
you know there's going to be something. Was that actually the theory behind it, the speed up play?
Everything, all the rule changes were for pace of play.
Pace of play.
Speed up play, yes. The number one concern around all the bodies of golf or whatever, golf is taking too long. That's why people aren't playing. The younger kids aren't playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 30s, the 35s, the ones that have kids, it takes too long. That's why they aren't playing.
Jeez, so I thought that was the best part about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it a little bit.
You know, I mean, some people say 18 holes takes, what, 8 hours?
Oh, at least. Yeah.
My wife knows that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's an 8-hour round.
So, I mean, with technology, social media, everything is, you know,
yep,
right. Go.
Go 100.
So, yep. So, you got the flag stick in, you got the... we've all seen the drop from the knee versus shoulder height.
How's that speed up play?
That's not one for speed up play. I'm sorry. That is one to keep the ball, well, a roundabout way. That's the one that, so when you have a specific area you have to drop in,
doesn't roll
the ball won't roll out.
Okay. It'll take off.
So then you don't have to re-drop.
Keep dropping.
So also now, right.
It gives you, it's you not landing as hard.
Right. And you don't have the ball in hand, placing it on the ground as much and everything after two drops and place it. So there are ways around that as well. I mean,
what you thinking on the pin in? You leave her in or pull her out?
I pulled out. They're actually last week. That Corey Connors won that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a Monday qualifier, if you recall. He won a 6-for-1 playoff. One of the guys that was in the playoff left the pin in on hole 13. It's about an 8-foot putt. Bounced off the pin.
Oh,
anyways, he would have won. Corey Connors out. Corey Connors wouldn't be in the Masters this year.
No, he won.
No.
He won the tournament. And then
he wins the tournament.
Masters.
He gets to play Augusta National.
He's loving that pin.
Sleeping
right
on someone's cot.
That's how he won.
That's how he got in.
Unbelievable.
And that's how he won the tournament.
So the Bryson DeChambeau that's doing all the studies and constantly rolling them up and trying to figure out if the pin's better or not. There's a certain distance now that he takes it out.
Yep.
Right. And beyond that, he thinks it's best to have it in or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But
you know, the big one now leaving it in for all putts is Adam Scott.
He leaves it in for
all putts. I think the biggest thing that helps them is they have something to focus on. You know, the hole is, you know, 4 inches wide or so.
Right.
And then they're looking at 4 inches or here. They got a pinpoint of the pin to focus on to make the putt.
To make it more aggressive, you think?
Maybe more aggressive or just more exact, maybe for those guys.
Yeah.
For us, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference, honestly.
No.
I mean,
no.
Myself included. The only reason I take it out on a shorter putt is so it doesn't bounce off the pin. I mean, our play a golf course around this area, flag sticks aren't going to be straight up and down always. You're going to have a lot of leniency there. So
this is what I got. Okay, so I'm 20 feet away. Leave her in. So let's say I'm 15 feet away, pour out curb. So I putt it and miss it. Run it by 4 feet. Can I put it back in?
Yeah. You can take it out and pour it in as much you put in as much you want.
Oh yeah, we're gonna destroy.
So how does that how does that speed up play when you're putting the taking
that
the pin
doesn't
out,
the,
it
back in. The theory behind it is everyone's gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the theory behind it.
Yeah, and that's probably not gonna happen.
I mean, the pros aren't they're going back and forth, but they have caddies putting it in for them.
Yeah,
speed it doesn't really and they're slow enough the way it is.
Us as a foursome. Say Dave says leave it in, and I say take it out, and you say put it back in again. I mean, that's kind of a pain in the ass too, isn't it?
That is a pain in the butt. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I just tell
Dave to not be a prick. That'd be our new head game.
Oh yeah. Put that back in. No, take it out. No, put it back in. Put it back in.
The good thing is
wait a minute. Take it back in.
What, Bubba's so mad. Hold on,
Bubba.
We'll throw that thing.
He won't care. He'll putt with it in or out.
Bubba's the fastest golfer ever.
Well, he's done before I even get out of the cart.
You know, a lot of guys do it already, but if you're 60 feet away and the other guys are still walking up from chipping and everything, you're just going to putt with it in.
Absolutely.
You know, and just to speed things up.
Get her up there.
Yeah. I will say
we did that in Florida a lot.
Yeah, that will speed it up because the odds, you're just trying to get it close.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially in tournament play. You know, tournament play, you want to take it out. You don't want to hurt your team at all.
Right.
So tournament play, you just, you get ready, you hit it, and you just keep on moving.
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
There was a bunch of rules. How many guys came over to the Elks for the rule change night?
We had probably about 30 come over.
No good.
Yeah,
good.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a bunch of changes, and there was something about now if you hit it out of bounds, can't you take distance and drop air?
So if you hit it out of bounds, you go where you last crossed the OB stakes, and you can bring it to the fairway, same distance, and two clubs into the fairway, and you can drop. It's a two-stroke drop.
Well, it's two-stroke.
Yes.
So you're hitting four?
So you're hitting four from the fairway. Just as if you went back and hit.
Off the tee.
Well, T2, hit three, you're still hitting four from the fairway.
Okay.
There you have stroke and distance. Here you have two-stroke, no distance.
No distance. Okay.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So it's essentially the same thing. We've all done it.
Gotcha.
You know, you hit a ball in the long grass. You say, I'm just going to throw one out here.
I'm not
going back.
Right.
I'm out of the hole anyhow.
So.
Yeah. I'm in my pocket.
I'm already mad.
Cannoli.
Well, that probably is a good rule. How many times, playing a tournament and all of a sudden you see a guy coming back.
Got to drive all the way back.
And he's got to re-hit. You know, that slows things down for everybody.
But worse yet, if you got a group walking and they can't find a ball. First, they take the 5 minutes to look, which is now 3 minutes. That rule's changed.
Change that?
Yep. So they look for 5 minutes. And usually 5 minutes becomes 7 minutes. And then all of a sudden they're walking back. They got to walk all the way back to the tee.
All the way back,
right.
You're pissed at them because...
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to go help you.
Right.
Yep. So,
I agree. But
I was telling Jack Sauger, Jack and I played together on Sunday. And when we were out in Phoenix, they had these new carts, but they're more like Segways. Mm-hmm. So they're two-wheel. Have you seen any of those or advertised? They were out there in Phoenix. Now, you know, you would think that the desert course is relatively flat, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of hills and stuff, and I thought, I'll be damned if I'm going to try that out here on these hills. Because, I mean, even the cart paths are like, slow down, dangerous curve, you know. And there I am on a two-wheeled Segway with my cart sticking up in the front of me.
Can't get a stop.
With my clubs, you know.
Stop. Hold it.
Is that becoming popular then, too?
They're becoming popular. You have those. You have the golf boards. They're almost like surfboards where you stand sideways. Yeah, your clubs in front of you.
We're just about the jets.
You got
what moves that? Battery too?
Yep, all battery. Yep, all electric. You got the it almost looks like a motorcycle. You got your clubs down between your legs.
Really?
Yep. Sticking out.
That's classic.
I'm not doing that.
I tried one of those last fall.
Where you put the cooler?
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a basket on the back for the cooler. They got you all prepared. They got it all set. Yep, they got it figured out.
Got one of those beer helmets.
Oh, yeah.
God. That's perfect.
No, it's... They're really trying to get the game geared towards your 35 and younger crowd. Yeah. I mean, they're really trying to get innovative so everyone is included. Right. You know, they're not trying to exclude anyone older, but than 35, but they're really trying to get them involved. I think social media has really changed everything. The whole idea with speakers on the carts and, you know, playing music and everything, it's becoming more and more acceptable by everyone.
All the carts out there all had USB ports and everything in them, so you can charge your phone.
Charge your own up.
I'm like,
you
gotta have it.
It won't be long before that's a regular Yeah, right now, it's an added feature for if you want to order. But
do you get do you get some of the old geezers like me saying they don't want that music around?
Yeah, we get a few. We get a few. The ones that are playing it, I just ask them to turn it down when they're, you know, they're in a congested area. You know, in the middle of a golf course, they can crank it, crank her up when they're on the outside of the course. I mean, I don't mind playing some music sometimes. I miss.
Oh, I just love it. I think it's the funnest thing ever when you do the tournaments and you have Bubba crank up the music.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
You can hear it all over the course. I think
last year we actually put speakers on top of the clubhouse just so we could crank music across the golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It works perfect.
But you know, your scrambles and stuff, it's...
Oh, it's a blast.
I mean, would I do it if we're playing a club tournament for some money? Calcutta? No, probably not. No. But
might be a challenge.
Might loosen...
Boys, we're turning the music up as loud as possible.
And we're playing $100 a hole. Let's see if we can handle it.
One extra hazard for the golf course.
Let's see if we can handle it, boys. Let's go.
It's fair for everybody.
Yep. What the heck? So you got some trivia?
I got some trivia. I brought some new hats over. A little new logo on there.
Big. We got new hats. He's going to give some trivia questions. We're going to call in 419-516-0702.
Do you definitely want them calling in? Or are you going to let them?
Or we can text. Texting's probably going to be faster.
In the past, we've told people we're only taking phone ins and then they text and then nobody calls. Yeah,
Never thought about it.
Whatever you want to do, but make sure you give them your numbers if you're going to let them text.
You want to text me? It's 419-852-3599 with your answers.
And I am 419-234-2976.
234-2976. 234 is an odd one, so
that's a different one.
234-2976. Or if you're calling in, 419-516-0702. So
question number one. Here we go.
All right.
The lane, the driveway leading up to the clubhouse is called Magnolia Lane.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it?
How many yards
is Magnolia Lane?
Oh, man.
Magnolia Lane.
I had the privilege of going to the Masters last year on Sunday.
That is right.
You get your picture taken in front of the clubhouse, and you look down Magnolia Lane. I'm just going to tell you, boys, I couldn't see the end of it. So...
That's a toughie.
But that could be because there's so many magnolia trees.
I thought I had the first one by the name of the lane.
Yeah.
How many yards is
Magnolia Lane?
How many yards?
Might have to look this one up. Sam Stogler says she's been studying. I'm trying to stump her.
Can I hit a driver?
Nope. Can't get there with a driver fee.
Well, I think he could because it's paved, right? So he can.
As long as he gets in the middle.
It depends. Some of the shots I saw Fee hit in Florida, it took a couple drivers.
Oh, dang, a lot of drivers.
I guess if it's paved, you can probably hit it with a putter.
Tin cup, 7-iron.
Tin cup. Still going.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good question.
That's tough.
How many yards is Magnolia Lane?
Magnolia Lane.
Anyone
listening? Everybody's looking for that. You got three listeners. Three listeners in there going, what the hell is Magnolia Lane?
I'm trying to Google it, and I'm having a heck of a time Googling it. So.
You can't answer, Spence, if you're Googling.
I'm just looking to see.
You are officially out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't need to win anything anyway.
I'm just kidding. Might be the only guy guesses.
Might be.
Could be the only one.
That one's a tough one.
That is a toughie. Toughie.
I'd have to guess, like, I don't know.
Well, I would say it's 400 yards. That's my guess.
Take a few guesses and see who's closest.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there they go.
Hey, we got a plane.
Steinbrenner says 330.
That's correct. 330.
330
yards.
RJ, the DJ, is our first winner.
All right. He gets a piece of cheese that'll be laying on the table.
Toby Benson's coming out.
What are we giving him on that? One of the hats?
I got those hats. Hats over.
Stop on up.
330.
RJ the DJ.
Toby Metzger said 24. Jake says, tell Kirby no one cares.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, Jake.
Want to ask that one again?
We want to know. He wants to know how the fishing ponds are looking.
Jake wants to know how the fishing ponds are looking.
Fishing ponds are full.
They're full of fish.
They're catching wide open this weekend. Wide open.
Well, I walked up that lane. I know that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, when we were there, we were...
How in the world?
Lane. We were there in 90 and 91, I think, or 89 and 90, one of the two.
Probably allowed to do a lot more back then.
I was telling Harold that when I was there, I followed Jack and Arnie and Fuzzy on a practice round. But Tiger was there, so nobody followed those guys. Mm-hmm. Followed Tiger, so I got to talk to him several times throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Thinking that I'd probably never get to follow them guys ever again. And, of course, that was the case. So it was a fun day.
It's good. It's pretty cool. All right, we want to take a break, Mixed Fans. We'll take a little break, pay some bills. We'll be right back. Bubba and V.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Boy Scout Troop 99 would like to invite you to our annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, April the 14th from 8 o'clock a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American Legion. We will be serving all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat along with coffee, milk, and juice. Tickets are $6 per person ages 6 and up. We appreciate all the support you give to Fort Recovery Boy Scouts Troop 99 and hope to see you all for breakfast at the American Legion on Palm Sunday, April the 14th.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night, Bubba and V Show. We got Dave Gapp sitting in, and Kirby from the Elks is here. We're talking Masters.
When is official first tee time tomorrow morning? 8 o'clock?
Oh, that's a great question. I'll look it up here quick.
It's a trivia question.
Ooh. Hey, if you get it right, Kirby, you can win a hat.
Yes.
Give him a pack of crackers.
Need one. I'm getting a little thin on top. Hey, while we're waiting here, too, I was asked by Mr. Joe Hawk if I would announce this fish fry this Friday. You can eat. The benefits to Fort Recovery High School Quiz Bowl team, which is going to the national contest in New Orleans.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
We got our promo coming up probably not the next break, but the one after that.
I told Joe we'd throw it out there a couple times for him. It's,
absolutely.
It's actually this Friday from 4:30 to 7. His walk-ins are available. They want walk-ins now. I mean, they had tickets available, but
okay, yeah, they wanted to do pre-sale as much as they could.
As they could, but they definitely want to make sure everybody knows walk-ins are available.
Okay, where's it at?
At the Commons,
High School Commons, $8. Fish,
all you can eat,
fresh cut fries, coleslaw, applesauce, takeout orders,
and the available. And the fish is the hand breaded there on the spot.
Yep,
just like any other.
So
a good
if you're
fish
looking
fries.
For somewhere to get some fish, give her a shot. Friday night.
We got a baseball game Friday night?
Nope.
We do not.
None scheduled. Girls softball, I believe, and a boys. I think girls is away, boys is JV at home.
Yeah, so we play tomorrow night at Delphus and then Saturday doubleheader.
Yep.
And we are still banned, right? We ain't going to Delphus?
We won't be doing Delphus.
We ain't doing Delphus. All right. So you can text me if you want to know what the score is.
I'm going to text you every pitch.
He's already
What's the count?
Down there. Focus down there at first base. You can't have any distractions.
Can't have distractions.
What's the count, Fee?
I don't know what the hell the count is.
Come on, Kirby. Give me a break.
That's funny.
Well, we had a big win. We'll talk baseball for a second. We had a big win last night against the Mr. Wildcats.
Well, we did.
That was big.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, it was a big win for Jer. Right. And the team. I mean, we... the start we got, it didn't look like it was going to be too pretty.
Well,
it came right out of the gate and hit some bombs and took a 3-0 lead. And I tell you what, kids answered back.
Those two runs in the bottom of the first was probably as big as any other
run. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And
probably as big as any runs we've had all season, because that said, we don't care. You can score three. We can score with you.
We're hanging there.
I think that's kind of their mentality.
Well, and
I think they're just having fun and they get along good together. And
I think you nailed it the other night when we were coming home from Parkway. You said, you know, they don't get pressured. They just they're young and they think they're gone.
They got Dog and I and Jerry, we talked about it. I mean, it's so much fun this year because there's absolutely no pressure on you.
Yeah.
And the team has no pressure on it because, you know, last year we had a lot of pressure. I mean, we got some great kids and we're expected to go a long way.
Yes.
And this year the expectations are, hey,
whatever happens
is great.
Well, I would have to think and go out to eat with Jerry and Lori last night after the game, and you know, Jerry was fired up, man.
Oh yeah,
he was pumped up.
It was a big game for us.
Oh yeah, and
we
talked about it. And
yeah, that was an important game. We needed to win that game, and I was honestly not expecting to.
That's a top tier MAC team.
Oh yeah,
I think.
Remember when we went to Lincoln View and weren't they?
Yeah,
rated first or preseason first or what?
Yeah,
but Mister was like in the top four or five.
Yeah, they're right there too.
So it was a big win for us.
And you'd have to think that we got their number one pitcher.
Well,
I don't know who.
Yeah, they got Cord.
They got Cord tomorrow night.
Okay, so we got one or two. But if you don't have two great pitchers, we don't have any great pitchers. But
we
got
to talk about that too. You know, they didn't have anybody that was overpowering, or they're just like us. They just go out there and throw. Yep.
They didn't throw any harder than us.
No.
Got to play some D and hit the ball a little bit.
That was a nice win. Like with Parkway, Parkway's had our number for the last several years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think these kids even knew they were supposed to lose. I think they just went up there and played the game.
Well, I think that's the way it turned out. But, man, that was a nail-biter towards the tail end.
I got back to a close game.
Tomorrow night, we need to go up to Delphus and take care of business.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, another tough game. Yeah,
they don't have a good record, but if you look past them, they'll bite you.
We can't look past
them. Teams aren't going to let that happen. Sure. They're just not going to let you win easy.
Hopefully that goes good and we don't get any rain.
But yeah, get it out.
So, did you find out the answer, Kerb? Sorry.
First tee time, 8:30 tomorrow morning.
8:30 tomorrow morning. That was first tee time considered, Jack? And
no, they're at...
Are they
8 o'clock, maybe?
8 o'clock, they find
honorary starters?
Yeah.
I think it's 8 o'clock.
That's pretty cool, too.
That is pretty cool.
That is one of the neat things.
That's pretty awesome.
Ever.
Yep.
So, their cheese sandwich.
Pimento cheese sandwich.
I had one down there. They wrap them in a green little paper. They still do.
What'd you think?
Oh, that was great.
Oh, terrible. Choked mine down. I had to go back and get a barbecue.
Why, sandwich.
I don't even remember if I had one. I'm sure I did.
You had to.
I'm sure I did. I mean, $1.50 now, they're probably 50 cents then.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. So you're going to have them at the Elks too, huh?
We're having them at the Elks. $1.50.
I see.
All weekend.
For what? The pimento cheese?
Pimento cheese sandwich.
Whose recipe?
Pimento cheese. It's not any of our recipes.
Just got a piece of cheese and throw it on your bread.
Spread. It's pimento cheese spread.
It's something just like from one of the companies.
Yeah.
Those are usually pretty good. I'm a big pimento cheese guy.
Pimento cheese spread sandwich, $1.50. Probably going to wrap it in green paper like they do down there, but
don't have to because I'll take it off.
I'll probably be over three or four times.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get going too long, I got to give a shout out to my daughters, Amber, Lizzie, Ellie. They're listening. Ellie probably doesn't know what we're saying, but.
You're
better off that way.
How old is your oldest now?
Amber is 8, second grade.
Jeepers creepers.
Wow. Lizzie's in first grade, 7, and Ellie is almost 8 months.
Hello.
So
7
they
and
might
a half.
Be shutting her down for the day already.
Oh, Ellie will be up the latest.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. White eye, bushy tail.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah. But, nope. So, hi, girls. Get ready for bed. 10 minutes.
Yep. No screwing around.
That's right. Big day of school tomorrow.
Big day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably want to get that in before 9.
Hey, you got it.
Yep. Good thinking.
Give them a high so they can go to bed. So, yeah, we're doing something new this year for the Masters. We're going to give a beer discount. So tomorrow,
great idea.
Tomorrow, Phil Mickelson tees off at, so I think it's 151.
He's your guy tomorrow?
He's our guy tomorrow.
Oh, Phil.
For every birdie or better he makes, we discount beer a quarter.
Come on, Lefty.
So if he makes six.
What we start at?
$2.50 a beer for a can of beer.
Oh, my God.
So if he lights out, well, you're giving beer away tomorrow. He makes 10 birdies. It's
it is a bad day for the Elks.
I have to shut her down early.
Close the doors.
Last call, 3 o'clock.
Bring your truck.
Yeah. I bring my cooler.
Back her up to the door. I saw that. That's pretty cool. So,
that is a great idea.
Give everyone someone to root for while they're in there.
The odds of that aren't very good.
It'd be really good if they get two or three of them early.
Six birdies, seven birdies at the most. Yeah, seven birdies put her at 75 cents.
Yeah, but if he does it early, that's good.
That'd be neat. Yeah, so, if he does it early, then most people are probably not going to make it to the end.
Oh, by the way,
they get finished anyhow.
We're renting out cots for $50.
Yeah, and you can spend the night. I think that'll be pretty dang funny, and I think there'll be people come over to do that.
Yeah.
So
our guy Friday's Tiger Woods.
Tiger. Oh, yeah. So you picked all the guys already.
Just for Thursday and Friday.
Just for Thursday and Friday.
Yep. He teed off at 2 o'clock. Yeah, we don't know if they're going to make the cut.
That's right. You got to find out, yeah.
We want someone to root for.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's perfect.
Plus, the right timing. Plus, those will be people that will be on. I mean, they'll show them all the time.
Yep, they'll be in the featured groups on masters.org.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, yep. And then, don't want to steal from the fish buffet here, but we're doing a fish buffet on Friday night.
Absolutely.
Yep. So with the Masters, we're going to do it upstairs, put a TV up there, and get Masters going. I think they'll play till probably about 7 o'clock, actually. Last tee time's 2, it's about 5 and a half hours.
Yeah,
yep. First couple days, so 7:30.
That's perfect. That's still one of the neatest things when they put it on CBS on the weekends and they have, what, a minute of advertisement in an hour, 2 minutes of advertisement in an hour. That's just, you sit there and watch, and it's probably
You never really came on till like second nine.
Back
nine, you never seen the front nine. Or you never see any holes on the front nine.
Right.
They finally did let them start doing that, which was awesome.
It was.
Because you don't get to see them holes. The front holes are fantastic, too.
Oh,
you know?
Without a doubt.
But that's pretty cool.
Well, there's been some pretty memorable shots on that course over the years, and watching them play, you know, when they go back to Amen Corner there and that water, and you watch those guys that, for some reason, that is such a routine shot for those guys, but they just get the knee knocks. And
oh, man. We got there early Sunday, and no one tees off till about 10:30 Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we got there early, and we did all our shopping. I spent my $1,000 in the merchandise building.
For sure.
Actually, it's pretty reasonably priced.
I mean, a shirt is $60 or something.
Yeah, I remember
which isn't bad.
It's not bad. But I had a lot of people to buy for back home and everything. Yeah. We went out, and we ended up walking the back nine. We stood behind 10 tee box and looked down. You cannot see any of the fairway.
No.
Straight downhill.
Right.
There. You stand behind 11, you can see half of the fairway, none of the green. You get over to 12, you just get goosebumps though when no one's there even.
Oh,
I think even more. And then when you hear the roars, Spieth made that putt on 12. He's making a charge.
Right.
Made that putt from the fringe. We were on 16 watching, and so the roars were right behind us, and they just... resonate through the whole grounds.
It is pretty cool.
It is unbelievable.
You're watching that Sunday round, and all of a sudden a roar goes off, you know, and the guy's trying to putt.
Yeah.
At the back away, what the hell was that? Without a doubt. And like 13, you know, so nobody can get on the one side of 13.
Mm-hmm.
At least we couldn't win back there.
Yep.
So they tee off out of that chute. And then they kind of remember a couple years ago when that Mickelson had hit one off of the pine needles up in the woods and hit it on the green there and two.
Yeah.
And so the guys are up in there, right? The guys, the patrons are kind of up in those trees a little bit.
On that side,
But nothing on the other side. And I always thought, how cool would that be to
get over there?
Just be a neighbor and just kind of sit back in that woods.
That'd be awesome.
He'd have the best spot in the house.
Best spot in the house.
So there is a guy back behind 16T. There's an entrance called the North Gate. There's a guy who owns a house right outside Augusta National. It's the only piece of property that Augusta National doesn't own around there. They've offered him millions of dollars. So the story is that he's been married for 63 years. And he says, I'm not, you know, when I'm ready to sell, you'll be the first one. It's yours.
Yep.
You know, I will sell to you, but I don't want to move. So he has badges for every tournament and everything. Him and his grandson, they go out and set their chairs right behind the tee box on 16 every day. And,
is that right?
Yep. They go back and eat breakfast and do all their stuff at home. And
how awesome! Yep.
That's pretty cool. There is the Butler cabin, but that's up by the pro shop. But isn't there another like house or a cabin where they can go and the VIPs or something go there during the week? And then like off behind like behind 10 or something.
You have the Eisenhower house, but I don't think they can get in there.
I don't remember. I thought I could see a roof from walking around, but hell, I don't remember. But that's pretty good. What's the next question you got, Kerb?
Another trivia question. We'll make it a little better for you, Jake.
All right, Jake. Go easier.
Give your phone numbers again so people have that ready, Kerb.
My phone number is 419-852-3599.
Mine's 419-234-2976.
Youngest Masters champion of all time. Who was it and how old? A little easier one.
That's pretty easy.
That's a little easy.
Who was it and how old?
RJ the DJ was our first winner with a tough question. 330. I could have hit that with a driver, too.
Back in the day.
I went straight sideways.
You wouldn't need a wedge on that one.
Dum, 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 dum. Also, we have the results for our NCAA. Bracketology.
Oh, yeah.
Who won the money?
We'll be bringing that to you here in a little bit. We're going to keep you excited.
And we're not.
I will tell you, I was the worst.
Was it like
in all bracket challenges?
Was it 1997?
No.
Am I close?
Oh, yeah, it was 97. 97. Right? Yep, okay. Yep, sorry. You are right.
The winners in the bracketology, to give you a hint, we're not happy about it. In fact, I think I said we would burn the prizes before we'd give it to them. Or something like that, but I'm not going to.
Something like that.
For being over there.
Sure. So,
we are waiting on.
Yeah, waiting on. I'd be thinking of. Now, I looked it up, and I.
That's a gimme.
Well, youngest Masters champion.
Youngest Masters.
Come on, Jake. You know this
one. That would have been.
Oh, I know you don't care, but
that would have been one of my top guesses. It is a name you know.
He is the needle of golf.
The needle. I can know much. There's no way anybody's listening because they know I'm listening now.
John Elkin, Tiger Woods, 21 years old.
There's John Elkin.
Got it. Gone in from Palm Beach Gardens.
All right.
Palm Beach.
21 years.
John Elkin winner.
And 104 days.
104 days.
Well, he's got to drive all the way up here to get his prize.
Yeah. He'll be up sometime.
He'll be up this summer.
All right. John Elkin, winner, chicken dinner.
Good job, John Elkin.
Hey, we got another winner.
Toby says Tiger, but 19.
Ooh. No,
that wasn't bad.
21. Pretty close.
I think he played in his first Masters when he was 19.
I think you're right.
I think he played in his first one when he was 19, but his dad was there. Remember when he won it?
Played
he clobbered everybody.
Oh, he clobbered him. He had a streak here where he was destroying the course. They were trying to toughen the course up because he was killing it
just because of him.
Yeah, he was
killing it. 97, 01, 02.
Oh.
Nobody can touch him on that.
Nobody can touch him.
He's lost the old eye of the tiger as far as.
A little bit. A little bit, buddy. He got better.
Oh, he's definitely
back.
Awesome, but I'm saying he doesn't intimidate those guys as much.
No.
So they're looking at lengthening hole 13. They've lengthened, so this year they lengthened hole 5 by 40 yards to 450 yards to 495 yards.
That's par 4, yeah, right?
Par 4, yes.
Par 4.
So they're thinking that they're looking at lengthening par 5 13th. They bought find my numbers here. They bought 3/4 acre from Augusta Country Club for $5.35 million.
Ooh. Hello.
And we thought farm ground was expensive.
Yeah, 3/4 acre.
3/4 acre, $5.35 million.
5.3. Not too bad.
Oh, man, if they still reach it in two, go across that ditch. Those guys will reach it in two. Because right now, they're hitting bombs. But
that year Bubba won it, he had 8 iron into the green.
Right,
that's
right.
That's ridiculous. That's
crazy.
Right. That's nuts.
Then they got to watch if they don't draw it back, suck it back into the water, into the ditch.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always some neat shots there. Probably my favorite was Jack in 86.
Yeah.
Because that was back when you didn't know, you had no idea, and they turn it on. And
that was the coolest.
Guess what's going on?
Was that Ken Venturi or who was that at that time?
Yeah.
That was probably when you could only see the back nine yet.
You could only see the back nine.
That's he had his plaid pants on.
He had no idea. Yep. Yeah, I mean,
yellow shirt.
It's like, we got something big going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start showing him, and he was birdie and everything, and he was on fire.
That's when he put his putter in the air, and then he said, yes, sir. Said,
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That was a goosebumper.
Well, last year his grandson hit the hole in one on that par 3?
Hit the hole in one, yeah.
Look at that.
GT.
That's pretty cool, too.
Is that what he was? Yep. GT Nicholas. He's in high school.
He's in high school. Cat in for grandpa.
Yeah, was he going? Knock it in.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Iowa. Clunk.
Yeah, aced it.
That'll work. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad. Yep, let's take a break here, and we're going to come back. Kirby's got a couple more trivia questions for us. We've got a couple cool hats here, so give us a call right when we get it, and we'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-7141. 1-800-283-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night, Bubba Fee Show. We got Calpy, we got Kirby, and me and Neil. For the best.
Going for the best.
Talking a little golf here tonight. Actually, let's switch to our tournament.
Ooh.
I'm going to pay out. We're going to do our payouts here.
How many were in? How many you got in?
We had 52.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not bad.
That's really good.
Not bad at all. We had our winner again.
No.
Female. Oh, this is our third year, and it's been a female every year.
I swore if it was a woman again, we were burning the prizes, but I'm not going to do it.
Ashley won. I'm thinking that's Ashley Greason. She won it. Dad Virginia winning it. Our second place, another female.
Oh, my God.
You guys, Kelsey Link came in second. I think she might have won it a year ago, too.
Yeah.
Then Artie did make it. We did have one guy in the top three.
All right. Well, this year's teams in the final four were kind of, except maybe Virginia, they weren't logical.
No, so, not logical.
So at least that makes some sense.
Is this your gift certificates here for that?
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Actually, you get a wash and wax at Hastings Auto. Come on up and see me. Make a time, nice. And we will wash and wax your car.
That's
for
an $85 value.
$85 value. And our second place is a $50 merchant's.
$50 merchant gift certificate.
And that will go to Kelsey Link. You can stop up and get it anytime, Kels. And our third place is 25. Is that right, Neil?
Yep. You got a 25, Relay.
25 Mercer, or the merchant
gift certificate.
Gift certificate. Yep. And that will go to RD. RD, you can stop up anytime.
Yep, pretty sure he'll use that. He does a whole lot of business in town.
A lot of business in town.
Maybe I get the mayor some.
He might get the mayor a prize.
He might buy an ice cream. Never know. Hey, we want to thank everybody for getting in our tournament. It was a blast.
Who's last?
I think Sam Kanapke last place this year.
That's only because I wasn't in.
Was that Jake using Sam's name?
That could have been Jake.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
The old dark bird.
You mentioned the ice cream cone.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Dairy is open.
It's open. And it is good.
It's open for a week tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never seen so many cars at a dairy.
Wall to wall dairy.
Night one.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I saw on Facebook. That is awesome.
That was awesome.
And it's like that all the time. It's crazy.
Classic.
It's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, hopefully the novelty doesn't wear off for them.
No, they were.
But everybody's down there trying the new ice cream. And they were pretty happy.
I
thought it was good.
Yep, talked to them today, and they're really happy about it.
I mean, if it's modeled like St. Henry's, they're lined up to 119 there.
Yep. It is crazy.
118.
Crazy once in a while.
As long as it's good.
Yeah, you got good ice cream.
Uh-oh. And you don't have to wait an hour.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Toby bet $5, and I think I owe you, but I think you tied with Bubba. Toby says, I think I'll take Bubba's and yours, easy money, $10. But I think he ended up tying with Bubba on here, anyhow. Bird the dog, the dead dog, came in eighth, and Toby Metzger came in eighth. I came in 18th.
Good playing fee.
Yeah, not too bad. I was in third at one time. Kind of a neat thing to watch because you just jump all over the place.
It is amazing the way
you
jump
around. It's kind of fun to watch, and it's neat to do, and I'm sure glad everybody got in, and we'll do it again next year.
Absolutely. Well, one more question here, Kirby. Let's see what you got here.
Yeah, right. I got another trivia.
Who played the Masters the most consecutive times?
Whoa.
The most consecutive?
Most consecutive starts without missing a year. Who was it?
That could be an old timer.
An old timer.
Is it an old timer?
Yep, old timer. He's no longer with us.
Ooh, got the art, aren't he? Well, I don't know.
Might be somebody that I have. I used to have a set of golf clubs that has a name on it.
Ooh. Wilson?
Wilson. Mr. Wilson.
I think I was thinking Sam Snead, but
McGregor.
Uh-oh. Toby Metzger says Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson, not quite.
No. He's not an old
guy. This guy started 50 years in a row.
Whoa.
Jeez.
That's a 50 years in a row, so.
Jeez.
That probably.
No one playing this year.
I doubt.
Like I said, he's no longer with us. He is.
No longer with us.
Passed on.
Give me a guess.
Is it a name we'll recognize?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Everyone knows this guy.
Everybody okay. knows.
I was thinking there might have been somebody from 1920 to 1970 that we.
He is known for his signature. And also his non-alcoholic beverage.
That's my best guess.
Well, that narrows it down.
Get close. Yeah. It's pretty easy, man.
Jim Beam.
And it's not John Daly.
Oh. Yeah, he said non-alcoholic.
Well, he's got
none.
When we were in Phoenix, they were ordering Jim or John Daly's. And I guess John Daly's just an Arnie Palmer with vodka?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I was watching him make them. I thought, guys, what are John Daly?
Toby says Jack.
No, nope. He's getting closer.
Nope. Hey, Toby says Arnie Palmer.
Toby, big winner.
All right. Just keep guessing. Great job.
Keep going. Well, we know we got at least three listeners.
We have three listeners. RJ the DJ.
Well, RJ probably quit because then he had already
can't
won.
Win anymore.
Can't win again.
I'll well turn this stuff
yeah,
off.
See these guys later.
John's in Florida. He's got a lot better things to do.
Yeah, what the hell is he listening to us for? He's down in Florida, for God's sake.
Because it's Masters.
Got a couple hundred.
Yeah, he's busy working. He's probably about ready for bed.
Yeah.
He's working about 80 hours a week, I'd say, right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yep, I wouldn't doubt it.
Where's he at?
He is at Country Club at Mirasol. It's right across the highway from PGA National.
Really?
Yeah. So, where they play cool. The Honda Classic.
What you know what?
2 years ago, you get down there 3 years?
He's
been down there now.
If he's listening, he's going to yell at me. This is probably year three for him, I want to say.
About right.
I don't know.
It's in his third season.
We were down there in was it Broward County?
Mm-hmm.
And we played the TPC where they played the Honda Classic in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually took the TPC away from that golf course. You can actually see where they took the letters off of their sign because they didn't keep it up nice enough.
Hmm.
And I can't remember the actual name. It was...
Really?
Yeah. Parking lot was absolutely huge. Parking lot was as big as our town. And we were thinking we were going to play the neatest, nicest place. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can see where it was at one time, and the homes are absolutely $1 million homes all the way around it.
Yep.
But the course was went to crap. It was crapped unbelievable. It. So the last time they had it there was in like 2000 and maybe one, but they had it a lot in the 90s. That was the original place they had the Honda Classic.
The Honda Classic.
So now it's at where'd you say it was? Across from the PG.
It's at PGA National.
PGA National.
Yep. So they actually had it at Country Club at Mirasol where John is working. I want to say he said 4 or 5 years that they held the Honda Classic there.
They did.
There's 36 holes at their facility, and they did a combination of the two golf courses.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, yep. But it is, it's quite the facility.
Pretty sweet.
800 members.
Wow.
I want to say golf fees are right around $20,000.
Hello.
Ooh.
So, not bad.
Gabby don't
They get a lot done. They get a lot done, though. I mean,
that's almost a week's work for most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad.
But no, it's a whole different world down there.
Right.
You go down West Palm and, you know, Miami area, Doral area. It's just different.
You ever play
Mercer County? Have not, no. No, I'd like to play it sometime.
That's a public course, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to say rack rate is right around 400. I believe.
Is that right?
I think. So,
right about the same as Pebble.
Yep. Pebble around 400 or 300?
Yeah, Pebble's 495.
495.
Is it really? Yep.
My uncle went 2 days, two rounds of golf, Pebble and Spyglass, two nights stay, 1600 a man.
$1,600 a man.
Whoa.
All the Can't kick that off the old bucket list.
But it's worth every penny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
It's one of those places.
He said it's worth every penny. He'd go back.
He'd do it again.
Yep, he'd do it again.
Some of those places, I mean, Pebble is kind of in a class by its own, but like, you know, we played that Harbor Town there in Hilton Head. Truthfully,
it's nothing great.
I didn't think that was worth the money.
That is a common opinion.
Really?
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people that have played it.
There was nicer courses down there that we played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a hell of a lot less than Harbor Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but you play it because that's where the big boys play.
Yep, so you were there. Bucket list golf courses. What do you think? Let's keep it in the United States.
Keep it in the United States.
Mercer County Elks.
Top three.
Mercer County Elks.
Nah. Come on, Neil.
I'd have to say.
We don't have Stros.
I'd put Pebble up there.
I can bring it.
Pebble. Yep, I'd say Pebble.
Pebble would definitely be a top.
Accessible. You know, I guess the National, obviously, but we can't get there.
Can't get on that.
Cypress Point. Can't get there.
I should get, of course, a little partial to the Muirfield, but we can't. I mean, can you get on?
There's connections. I mean, you could find connections.
To get on Muirfield, that would be pretty cool to play that. But
that would be fun to play. I think the golf club would be more, or Scioto, over Muirfield, honestly. Yeah. Muirfield maybe because you see it more on TV.
Right.
But Scioto Country Club, where Jack grew up, and they have all the history and everything there. That Scioto Country Club is just unbelievable.
Good. I did get to go there one time.
Scioto?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no wonder why it's not on your bucket list.
Yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
There one time.
Done it.
You have to have a caddy.
Yep.
Have a four caddy.
Yeah.
It was a hoot.
Jose Iglesias, home run. Reds tied 1-1.
All right. Right.
Man, they scored.
Toby's still listening.
They scored.
I love him.
Yes.
Let's see.
Whistling Straits is phenomenal. I did get to play that.
Is that Michigan?
Ooh, that's Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin.
I want to say it's 7 hours.
Mixing that.
Definitely a great guy's trip.
It's a great.
That's definitely a great guy's trip. Very affordable. Nothing over the top.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a bunch of them out there in Phoenix. Let me tell you, there's some cool courses.
How about bucket list? Attend the TPC Scottsdale tournament.
Oh,
Waste Management. Talking about a party.
How cool
that would be.
Pretty
fun. That would be a good time.
That'd be pretty good. You gotta get out there pretty damn early to get a seat there on that 16 course.
Yeah, they're lined up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Count me out.
All right, feed me and you.
Here, take my chair. Reds are up 2-1. Somebody else did something.
Uh-oh.
Toby, let us know. I just got the scores. 2-1.
Boom.
Bottom of the eighth.
Update.
Oops, let's see. Where else?
Winker bomb. Reds up.
Ooh, Winker.
Nice job.
Back to back.
Jesse.
Let's see.
We're hot.
Oh, there's a...
Cincinnati is Reds hot.
Reds hot.
That was from 20 years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say Pebble probably be the top one for
Pebble
me.
Pebble be big.
Pebble's number one on my list, I believe.
Yeah. Yep.
Where'd you play? Yeah, Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines. Okay. Torrey Pines. That would be
That was pretty awesome, too. Was he tough?
I played pretty good.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't do too bad. Actually, we had a pro that went with us. It was part of the package or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For the first three holes, and he kept telling me I couldn't do this. I'd grab a wedge. You can't get there. I'll get there. Can't get there. He was always right. He was always right, and it pissed me off. I'd never change clubs. No, you don't got enough. I do too. No, you don't. Is it 150 yards or not? Yes, but you can't get that club there. And I'd hit it short.
Why was it? Because
I was terrible the first three holes, and then after he left, then I could play. He hit me so mad I couldn't even.
He had a psych job.
You couldn't hit it.
I couldn't hit it. Get this guy away from me.
Get him out of here.
This thing's
driving
me crazy.
That's awesome. We played, Harrison and I played over in Australia when we went on our trip there a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up playing with a kid from Australia that was on Alabama's golf team.
Really?
His home course where we were playing, and he had an Alabama hat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to him, I said something about Roll Tide, and he got talking, and I said, "What? How can you be an Alabama fan over here?" He said, "Well, I'm on the golf team." And there was some kind of deal. There was some kind of deal where each school, I think, gives a scholarship to someone out of the country.
Out of the country.
Mm-hmm. So he had that scholarship. So That's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Really, when cool. Then we ended up out there on like when it was all said and done, he was still out there practicing. So we went out there and practiced putting with him and talking to him for a while. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, Caleb Kuhn is working at the Elks.
Yeah.
Played golf at UNOH.
Yep.
They have, I want to say they have 5 kids from Europe on their golf team.
Oh, yeah.
That they've recruited.
It's amazing.
And,
is that right?
Yeah.
Their soccer team is completely full of.
Yes.
A foreigner.
Yeah, well, you know, with Kelsey being there.
Kelsey being there. It was classic.
They have 2 kids that are graduating this year, and they're going to try to go professional.
From UNOH?
Really? From UNOH, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wow. They're good players. I mean,
yeah, very good.
You know, if they stick 100% of their time into it, you never know. It's tough, but those guys are good.
It is incredible how many, and there's a lot of little, like, mini tours and stuff out there, too. Mm-hmm. Those guys got to try to battle through. But to make it to the PGA has to be extremely hard.
Crazy. I mean, you think about it. There's 144 players playing
right
every week. And, I mean,
I tell you what.
Out of how many golfers in the world?
You had a bucket list of being a professional athlete. That's a pretty good gig.
Not bad.
The golfing? Being a golfer.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a pretty good gig.
That'd be a great gig.
Dude, I barely
baseball, football, basketball, you're going to get beat to crap.
No, but you got to walk miles.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to walk all that way.
They're allowed to wear shorts now during practice rounds.
Is that right?
Except at Augusta.
Oh, really?
Except at Augusta.
Not this week.
They can't wear shorts.
Not this week.
Is that right?
Nope.
Everywhere else?
Everywhere else, yep. Not Augusta.
Not Augusta.
I love that kind of tradition. It's just
they don't,
it's
awesome. They don't need it. They don't either. You know what was neat is Rory McIlroy, I think it was this morning or last night, he said cell phones are prohibited inside the gates at Augusta National. And he said it is really refreshing to look out in the crowd and everyone looking at you or the golf course or what's going on versus all the other tournaments are looking down.
Down at their phones.
They're looking at their phones. Or they're taking video or picture, which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
But he says it's nice for 1 week to have that tradition back.
Yeah, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can remember when cell phones kind of got popular there, but we went to Muirfield, and I mean, if you got caught with them, it was gone.
Out you go.
That's been a long time ago.
Not anymore. Yeah. They welcome them, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was people had them.
They want to be trending on Twitter.
So. Well, and people had their sound turned up, and then they'd be sitting there and they'd be teeing off and. You know, it's like, seriously.
Yeah.
So, but
people. Well, I remember how, when we went to Muirfield a couple times, if somebody clicks a picture, Tiger would stop, walk back and stare him down.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he didn't like it.
I'm just about ready to hit, and you do that. They get a little impatient with that kind of stuff. Well, it's, you know, they're playing for millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. One shot could cost them.
That could cost them.
And it does take a little concentration.
Yep.
Costs them a lot of money.
But, you know, it's a little, we talked about the music earlier. If you know the music's there, you can play.
Oh, yeah.
If it comes up right in the middle of your backswing, it'll startle you.
That was great. Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, there's a noise right in the middle of your backswing. I know a lot of people might think different, but I've had it happen to me many times. And
sure.
Yeah. Whether someone has a sneeze and can't hold it in, it affects you. If you know it's coming, it won't affect you if you don't expect it.
I can't believe more people aren't absolutely drilled by a ball, the way they stand up and crowd the fairways and the tee boxes and stuff. I mean, there's no... Yeah, it's hard to believe it's hard to believe that they can miss hit one, but there's absolutely it could happen.
They have to have
they could take one and just, I mean, kill somebody.
Plop or somebody.
Huh. Yeah.
Charles Barkley there, he'd kill somebody.
Yeah, he would kill somebody.
I'll tell you what, the first time I'd see him swing, I thought that was an absolute put off.
Yeah.
But that's the way he swings.
That's the way he's on.
It's crazy.
Is he still doing it that way?
Well, I think he quit.
Okay.
I think he pretty much quit.
It up.
Quit playing.
He gave it up.
Yeah.
The dude was out of rhythm.
He was.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little out of rhythm.
Had a lot of hitches in his giddy.
Wow.
Let's go to a break.
Yep.
Actually, when we go to a break, how about another trivia question before?
Hey, so trivia question.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I got two left.
Two left.
All right. They're getting a little tougher here.
All right. I like it.
There's 4 guys that played in all the majors this decade.
There's 4 guys that's played in.
Let's say, give me 3 of the 4. Three of the four.
Three of the
played in all the majors.
This decade.
Since 2010.
Yes. 2010 to, through 2018. Give us three of the four.
That's big. Think about it.
That is.
Call us 419-852-3599.
And 419-234-2976.
First one wins a gorgeous Mercer County Elks hat. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
You're invited to the Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday evening, April 12th, at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. The dinner comes with fries, coleslaw, applesauce, coffee or lemonade, plus all the fish you care to eat. Tickets are just $8 and are available for Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office. Please purchase your tickets ahead of time. Carryouts will also be available. Help support our MAC Championship Scholastic Bowl team and get some great food, too. The Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday, April 12th at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. All-you-can-eat fish for only $8. Please get your tickets ahead of time from Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office.
I guess.
I heard a dingle.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Nobody's tuned in yet for me.
Still haven't heard anything.
I picked two out of the four.
He's got two out of four.
We'll throw in nine holes for this one.
Who? Nine holes.
That's nine holes of golf with this one.
This is big.
Plus free beer in a cart.
Now I got
to think.
If Phil makes 10 birdies tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, shit.
All right. I like the... I think that's list. A really neat thing to...
Yeah, all four are playing.
I think that quarter off the beer for every birdie, that's a neat thing.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Great idea.
I mean,
I'll be rooting for Phil.
Zach Johnson.
There's one.
I better stop.
Toby says I can't name that many golfers.
But are still playing.
Phil, Ernie, and VJ.
How about this one?
Nope.
VJ is wrong.
Ah, close. Nine holes.
So was that your guess or was that...
Nope, that's Toby.
Okay.
That was Calpy's guess too.
And Calpy.
Yeah, that was mine.
BJ's out.
South African.
African, I'm missing.
South African.
Gary Player.
We got a Spaniard, Australian, South African, and an American.
Whoa. Spaniard. There's only a couple of them.
Got three. I'm missing one. We're missing a South African. No, he's not from South Africa.
I don't remember any South Africans, but that probably somebody I heard of, but didn't know they're South African. Uh-oh. Ooh, we got a ding. Here we go.
Nope, same one.
Oh.
Phil, Ernie, and Sergio. Sergio is right. One.
Sergio.
You got one.
Sergio's right, yeah. I just said one.
And he just told you one. So you need one more. And you got it.
And I'm out. I got nothing. I can tell you that.
South Africa. Not that many from South Africa. How can I
miss it?
Charles. It's not Hideki.
Really?
Charles.
No, Hideki's not from South Africa.
Hey, I'll give you a lot of Africa.
Charles.
How you doing?
Well, they'll come. I'll just give them time.
He's guessing.
It is this guy?
Yeah. Played in every major event, 2010.
Every major event?
I would not have guessed he was South African.
Mm-hmm.
But he is. So it's right here on the Google machine.
Sure does.
All right, I got all four.
I would have guessed him being
here.
Being European for sure.
Ooh, maybe I did.
Thought I heard him for a second.
Look at Chicky. Final, Reds 2, Marlins 1.
All right.
Hey,
we're on a roll.
Found a team we can beat.
We are on a roll.
Hey,
guys.
There he is. There's
RJ.
Hey,
the DJ.
DJ.
Pick which hat you want. Your first one up here.
First one. I get my choice of.
Yes, you do.
My choice of hat.
He's got his kids to bed. Now he's allowed to come up there.
Come on.
I've been working on the new house all night.
Yeah.
He gave me something to listen to while I was working.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I like it.
Good answer, like big it. Guy.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. RJ.
Ryan,
did you hear the last question?
I did not.
There's four guys that have played in all four majors for this decade. Four golfers.
Name three.
Need three out of the four.
Oh, my.
From four different countries.
From four different countries.
Yeah, they're all from four different countries.
Oh, my.
A Spaniard from Spain.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, put me on the spot.
South Africa.
Got him.
You got one?
Charles Schwartzel?
Charles Schwartzel. You got it. There's a South African.
Who was that? Is that Toby?
Toby. Yeah.
Well, we said Charles 14 times.
Yes, it's Charo.
He sent a picture of the Wikipedia.
Charo.
He Wikipedia you?
Yeah.
Sergio Garcia.
Yep.
Zach Johnson.
Adam Scott.
And that.
Adam and Scott. Charles Schwartzel.
So, Adam Scott's Iowa.
Actually, the only four.
They're the only four played in every major this decade.
Phil has not.
He missed that one for injury.
An injury.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one I was going to think of.
I would have guessed Phil.
Mark Kanapke said Ernie Els.
Nope.
Ernie didn't.
Ernie, not quite. He did have a 7-putt.
Yeah, great start, Ernie. Quack, 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 quack.
Thanks, guys.
Hey. See
you,
RJ.
Hey, thanks, RJ.
See you, Ryan.
Well,
one of our loyal listeners.
Yep, somebody will definitely have a hole where they'll explode. They always do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We love to see it, too.
Yeah.
If they don't show it on TV, we'll see it on Twitter.
And, and maybe it'll be right after he gets a hole in one or right before he gets a hole in one.
Yeah.
Sergio.
A hole in one and a 13.
And a 13.
Sergio's been a loose cannon here lately.
Ew.
P4 putts, he could completely
go. I was going to tell you what I'm thinking. I'm
thinking he's been on
swiping
the edge.
Greens.
Yeah.
He scares me a little.
That dude's been, he's been tense.
He scares me a little.
I want to plug a couple new things we're doing this year, guys.
Yeah, what you got?
We did, last year we did Range and Wine for the ladies. Ooh, we did go on the driving range, remember? Yeah. And it was $20 for an hour and a half. We give some small lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And
We give it's all the wine you can drink, all the wine the ladies could drink. And
whoa, jeez.
We had one lady come up, said she hit 7 balls and drank 8 cups of wine.
We're
going to do a couple of those for the ladies. They're going to be later in the year. They're going to be one at the end of June,
that's awesome,
one at the end of July. We're going to do a couple for the guys. We're going to do one Memorial Day weekend, Thursday night of Memorial Day weekend. We're calling it the Golf Fix. It's $25. You get your lessons, and then we're going to have kegs of beer out there.
Yes.
All the beer you want for an hour and a half or however long we're out there.
No swings.
Well, I got a feeling that
on the putting green
on that one, there's going to be one guy that he's going to drink 58 beers, and he's only going to hit 2 balls, and that's when he steps on a rake.
Yeah. Jeez.
But so it's just some things for, whether you're a beginner, whether you just want to go out and have fun. Yeah. We play some music. We got, speakers going and something relaxed.
When's that one going to be?
First one's the Thursday of Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Look out. So,
May 23rd, that is. Get the weekend started.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kirby, you've done some neat things out there, and it's been fun.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
And, you talk about the social media. I mean, early in the season, like at Cody and them, they jump on that stuff. You flip out, hey, come on out, $25 with a cart.
Yeah.
Do it. Come out now. That's where it's going right now. Yeah. Those kids, they want to get them young kids playing. That's the kind of stuff you got to do.
That's right.
New thing we have new point of sale system. So we're going to be collecting emails and everything, and we're going to be getting that out on social media where guys can sign up, the younger guys. But So now every time we take a tee time, we need first name, last name, email address before we put the tee time in.
Hey, did you get the email that I sent you?
Nope.
Kirby sent me. I made a tee time for Sunday morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, I did see that.
Yep.
Came last week,
and
last week. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I forwarded on to you.
Yep, I seen it.
So, but we're going to run, if we have, that week, we might run specials for the weekend. Say Sunday afternoon or say Saturday afternoon or whatever. We might run some green fee specials, some, beer specials or whatever.
Those slow times.
Right. So, I mean, you're only going to get them if you get the emails.
Right.
We'll put on social media and stuff too, but
yeah,
you'll get them on email first before you get them on social media.
Oh, there you go.
So,
that'd be perfect.
You get the tournament list made out yet?
Tournament list is made out.
All right.
So we're doing what's called the Trustee Cup this year. So you play in tournaments, you accumulate points, but it's for the whole year. There's 17 events, member events and everything. Mm-hmm. So you accumulate points how you finish, sort of like the FedEx Cup. Trustee Cup, and you've seen those little Titleist tour bags or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winner will get one of those.
Hmm.
Nice. Says Mercer County Elks Trustee Cup champion. And
you've done some of that in the past where you've kept track of the people that played in the tournaments, and obviously some guys, they play probably at all of them or
a lot of them.
Yeah, we can't make them all, but
yeah.
That's pretty cool,
absolutely.
To give them the opportunity to, win.
How many members you got, Kirk?
Right at 280.
280?
400 with spouses and juniors.
Is that right?
Yeah, rough numbers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot.
Can
that many people play?
Everybody
doesn't play.
Everyone plays at different times.
Yeah.
So that's, some guys like to play Saturday morning. Some guys like to play. Friday night.
What do you
want to come Saturday morning?
Yeah. What do you think is your maximum number? Is that hard to tell till you get there?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's really tough. I mean.
But 280 is no problem.
No.
Awesome.
I think you got guys like Buppy that pay, and then he plays twice. There's probably more than that.
There's guys like that, but they, right. They support. They know it's important to have a golf course in the area. That's the biggest thing.
Well, and I think right now he's, like Buppy's going through with his kids playing a lot of sports.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
I give him all the credit in the world. He goes to that.
I got with the baseball, and I love coaching baseball. Don't get me wrong, but man, that hurt my golf game.
Oh yeah,
it takes a lot of time.
It does.
Yeah,
you're
going to do it right.
That Saturday afternoon stuff, when you got doubleheaders. It ain't happening.
If you're going to do it right, it takes time.
But,
doubt.
Well, we certainly don't get to play like we used to. That's for sure.
Oh, no. I mean, we were 4 times a week, damn near.
Yeah, we played a lot of golf for a while. But other things come up.
We do. I mean, we are getting younger and younger members. We're getting, you know, we have a wide array of members, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Who's the longest tenure member? You know? I mean, like guys like Uppy?
Uppy is one of the longest. Uppy and Jigs Toby are probably the longest Elks members.
Elks members, yeah.
Lodge members. Longest golf member? I want to say Jack Romer's up there.
Jack Romer, Jack. Yeah.
Charlie?
Charlie, well, Charlie was a junior member for a while.
Yeah.
So, I want to say Tom Warkamp's probably close.
Yeah.
Up there.
So, Uppy didn't play golf when he, I mean, was
he hasn't played golf probably for
quite a while.
I'll say 10 years or so. Yeah.
He's, well, probably since that night, that day when he hit the tree and, I mean, I'm on our
he took
did
you, out
did you hear
game.
About that story? So, it was Calcutta, and it was the first hole. We played in hole one. And he teed off, went down the left side over by the trees, and he thought he had a shot, you know, to knock it up or further. And he had a tree, just a small tree, I mean, beer bottle sized tree, came right back, hit him right in the glasses.
Oh, geez.
Dropped him. And First hole. And I was over on.
That's a good way to start.
I was over on the right side of the fairway by the cart path. And, you know, we were watching. We were up further, so we was waiting for him to hit. And, I mean, dropped him, I mean, like a lead weight.
Saw it happen.
So yeah. I go running across the fairway, and the guys that were teeing off behind me knew something wasn't right if I'm sprinting across the fairway. So they come flying up there, and there he laid, and his glasses all busted out, and he's bleeding. You know, now we got all his money. We got the money paid for the Calcutta, and here's
just went down one.
And I think at that time, I mean, Uppy was a good golfer. I mean, he could shoot in the 80s, and he was probably in his late 70s then, I'd guess. Yep. I don't know. What the hell? Anyhow, he said, "I'm gonna play, boys.
I'm fine."
Anyhow, busted it right on the nose, busted his glasses in half. He taped them things up.
Well,
he had the second best score that day, too.
The guy was a trooper.
Wow.
That was awesome. A trooper. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Next time he comes on, does he ever come
that's
out?
That's great. I've gotten to play in the Marion Open here the last few years.
Next time you see him, ask him about getting hit in the head.
I will. He'll remember it.
Oh, he will remember it. Because I saw him at the basketball game at Marstein. I said, "Uppy, how you doing?" His eye was still red at basketball season. And that happened, what is it, the week after?
September.
Labor Day.
Yeah, whatever. The week after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit him hard.
But that sounds like Uppy.
Yep. Oh, it was a classic. But so you got one more left? Are we?
Yeah, we got one more.
One more trivia.
All right.
If anyone's listening yet.
Oh, yeah.
Who has the most runner-up finishes at the Masters without winning?
Without winning.
Oh.
There's multiple with this many runner-ups, but this guy has never won.
Old-timer.
Another old-timer.
Old-timer.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still playing?
No. Nope. I'm not sure. He may not be with us anymore. I'm not sure.
That's going to be a tough one.
I'm not sure. Actually, he was the designer of...
Oh, I know it is.
He was the designer, just by saying that.
The shark?
No, not the shark.
The designer of the shark.
He's the not clothes.
Shark.
Oh, girl.
Hats. He was the designer of, he was the course architect, I'm sorry, for TPC Scottsdale.
Mm. He's giving you clues.
A clue.
Well, the shark's a pretty good guess, though.
So. Yeah, shark, he could win.
Shark'd be up 9 strokes going into the back
absolutely
nine.
Absolutely. Down he goes.
Shark should have the most wins in the match. He should have beat Jack.
Mm.
He should have 8 Masters.
The
who got Sandy Lyle got him one. Or not
Sandy Lyle.
Nick Faldo. Larry Mize.
Jesus, he just crumbled like a weak, cheap tent.
He looked unstoppable until Sunday, and it was just like,
and he was even tough until he got to the whole 10, and it was like, well, I'm done.
I can't feel my arms anymore.
Do we have master sheets are coming in left and right here?
Are they?
Yep, right before the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Text message, email.
I got to take a picture of mine, too, because I'll never remember who I'd pick.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You'll get it. I'll send you an email.
Have we met?
Oh, you got your email now.
Oh, you sent me that.
I send updates and everything.
That's right.
W. Metzger says, if I go to the driving range, you'll need to put a net up or I'll kill 10 cars out on 127.
Jared Stallman hit 2 in 2 weeks.
Last year.
That is a class.
Spider did?
Yeah, Spider.
Two cars?
Two cars in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
15 days.
Did they stop?
Huh? Yeah, they came in.
Both of them stopped?
One of them hit the windshield. The other hit the top of the car.
Oh, man.
So, is that Spider's responsibility?
Yeah, it's covered under, I'm going to say homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance. Yeah, Cat took care of it for him.
It's good to have a friend in the insurance business.
The first one happened. We had to track him down. I went out. They so they come in and say, "Hey, someone hit my windshield or whatever." And he was heading to work for second shift, and I had to track down who it was to go to the driving range, and he wasn't out there. And he's on the first tee. I said, "Hey, did you maybe hit a car? I hit one over there, but I didn't think I hit the car." I said, "Well, I think you did.
I believe you got it."
2 weeks later, he tees up way on the left side of the driving range. Wind's blowing out of the east somehow, left or right.
Slices one out.
He's hitting them dead straight. He tells the boys, "Man, I'm hitting them good, man. No slices." Very next ball.
There he goes.
Oh, my God.
He hit a car. He stops. He comes back in, sits in the clubhouse. He tells, Cat was in there. He tells Cat, I think I might have hit another one. I was dealing with something else going on around the clubhouse, and Gary Depp comes over. He's laughing. He's just laughing.
He's laughing. He's losing it.
He said, "Jared hit another car."
Does it happen often?
No. We get maybe one a year. I'd say in my 11 years, probably less than one a year.
Yeah.
And we got 2 in 2 weeks.
Spider. Wiping them out.
By the same guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. I know I've hit some over that way, and I'm like, oh, no.
Tom Weisskopf.
No, please, no. Tom Weisskopf.
Toby, he's hitting Winko.
Toby's on fire. Toby, you should be a golfer.
Toby like to donate that hat to me.
Toby's a big Tar Heel fan, right?
Yeah.
Tar Heels. Yes.
No.
Toby,
he's a
Duke. Him and Ross, big Tar Heel fan.
No, he's a Duke fan. Man. Toby's a Duke fan.
Big Tar Heel fan.
Yeah, you ain't heard nothing out of Ross since...
Oh,
Carolina got thumped.
He got quiet after he got thumped.
Yeah, he's quiet.
Auburn.
Well, but he also had a baby about the same time, so.
Oh, yeah.
That
does slow guy down.
Let's just say his wife had the baby.
Oh, Ross has two kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ross goes, got two.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That's what most people said.
He's got a neat kid. Quentin's a class.
Yep, he is. He's something else. Now, that whole bunch that Erica babysits, I can't imagine she's 10 years away from terrorizing this. Oh, my God. That whole bunch is just, man, when they get to be high school, man, look out.
I hope I live that long. Too.
Yeah.
They're all about the same.
Within a year or a year and a half, I'd say there's about six really, with the parents, you're going, oh, my God, this is not going to be good. Be a lot of teachers retiring just about the time they hit eighth grade. High school teachers are going to be easy to get a high school job at Fort Recovery, I think.
Toby says, I'd love to be a golfer, but I can't hit the ball straight. That's because you need to go get a lesson from Kirby.
Yeah, that's real simple.
There you go. Now Kirby will have you hitting it 380 down the middle.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I don't doubt that Toby can hit it 380.
So you gotta put the baseball swing down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't want a baseball
swing. Gotta change a little bit.
Swing easy.
Rhythm.
Swing easy.
It's a different sport.
Yeah, that's what I always put my motto on.
Yeah, you don't actually swing easy.
I don't swing too easy.
Baseball
grip everything.
They will come out and roll you on a cot someday out there when you just break everything.
Yeah,
and then
some will snap.
Somebody have to carry you back up to the car. That's all good.
I'm hoping when I'm 70, I'm still swinging like a maniac.
You probably will.
I figure I will. Got nothing better to do.
At that point, hopefully we can play.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm. So we know each other.
Ain't that, yeah.
Who am I playing with anyhow?
Who are you?
Boy,
well, your brother plays every day.
He plays every
that
day.
That guy is out there all the time.
That guy loves golf.
We counted. Dom Guarneri worked out there. Big Rouse boy.
Yeah.
1 year. And we had a great winter. And we counted all. We said, we have any golfers today? Yep, Dick. Dick was there. Yeah, I think he played 274 days out of 365.
Day. That's pretty good. And that doesn't surprise me.
A lot that 1 year was unbelievable.
That, I mean, he's out there all the time.
He loves it.
He walks, too.
He loves it. Yeah, he walks.
Yeah. Does he play 18 or does he play 9?
Well, it depends how busy we are. Sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 7.
He just shuts her down.
Yep.
That's all good.
He's awesome. Joined up with a group here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, started playing with like Bill Kesters and those guys.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. So, worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I need to come over and play on a Thursday sometime. I've never done that.
We used to. We used to do that all the time.
Well, I'm saying like Thursday afternoons, they have their Thursday afternoon.
All the blitz.
The blitz thing.
Yep.
Everybody just throws in a couple bucks.
Throwing 20 bucks. And
yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yep. You just get about 20 guys or so.
I was going to say, you get a pretty good group.
Going from 20 to 32.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. You guys just throw a Wednesday, you just come in and...
Tuesdays, yeah, just show up
just
and
say, hey, I'm in.
Show up and get a group together and throw in 10 bucks afterwards. And
that's perfect.
Yell out who scored what and guys laugh at someone in the library.
One of the bad ones.
Yep.
Are you allowed to lie?
I am, man. Maybe.
Because I think I could shoot a 36.
Shoot.
As long as I don't have to help play all 9 holes. Maybe 4 holes.
Shut her down.
4 holes enough? It.
That's a pretty good score.
I think I can get 9 holes.
4 holes. About what Ross and Pork played last year in the Pork Every football.
I think they played three.
We started them on 10.
They always get 2 or 3 and then they're done.
Started on 10. They played 13 and came in.
That's perfect.
Did they get to 13? I was thinking they played 4.
It's about enough.
We brought them a few fireballs, though.
Yeah.
In the patio.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fun when you come around and do that, too.
Boy, your football outings are huge.
They're fun.
That has to be fun.
Yeah. We love ours,
and I know Marion and St. Henry.
Ever since I started working, it's just about having a good time.
Oh, you know, it's a great time.
We have our tournaments, we have our whatever, but, you know, it's in the end, it's all about having a good time.
Having fun. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, and I'd say every team makes good money.
I think Brent's done wonderful all the years.
If it wasn't good, he wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? If it wasn't worth it, he wouldn't be doing
it.
I think it's been a good gig for him, and certainly like playing in it, so it's always fun. But.
Well, Kurt, we sure happy you came over tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
See us.
Yeah, enjoy it every year.
One of my favorites.
Enjoy it every year.
Let's watch Masters this week.
Hey.
Golf's fun.
A tradition unlike any other.
That's right.
Unlike any other.
Well, it used to be where you'd watch the highlights like at 11 o'clock on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, like tomorrow, will it be on the Golf Channel?
No, it will not. You can get on, put the Masters app on. You can watch live starting at 10:15, I think it is.
I do have the Masters.
Yep. You can watch featured groups. You can watch Amen Corner Live. There's 3 different channels they have.
No kidding.
Yep.
Really?
That stuff's
unbelievable. Wow.
15:16 Live, Amen Corner Live, and featured groups.
ESPN they would have it where you could watch a couple different, but I don't know if they'll
do that. Not till 3 o'clock. ESPN starts at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Oh, not till 3.
Yep.
Okay. So that's why they were on when I'd get home from work.
ESPN will start coverage at 3 till 7:30. Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's why.
Yeah, but you can watch on the, and we're going to plug iPad into TVs tomorrow and have it on our TVs at the golf course.
Absolutely.
All day. So,
off the
Masters app. So,
perfect.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll be cheering on
Phil.
What's
the weather supposed to be like?
Go ahead.
I know they had.
Down there. Perfect. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain and wind Sunday.
Rain and wind on Sunday.
Pars would be good.
Yeah.
That'll be big.
Maybe it'll change. I know they had storms there, Monday?
Tuesday
they had storms.
Yeah, well, the end of Monday and Tuesday, yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that fun. Mm-hmm. There's nothing funner than watching that scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
Because it moves all over the place. Here they go. You're on top, and all of a sudden come. you... butcher a hole. Just,
yeah.
Drop. Then you battle back up there again. Then you butcher like, another hole.
Heath making 7 on 12.
Oh, my God. That's neat stuff.
It is.
Well, he put on the show last year, so.
He did.
Can't count him out either. Can't count him out.
He always finds magic there.
Yeah, you can never count him out.
But he plunked her in the water today on the par 3.
Did he? Yeah,
about 110-yard par 3.
He's been struggling, man. He's been struggling this year.
Hate to see it.
I know. And
you hate to see anyone struggle.
Them kind of guys, like, they get it. Like this is a whole new ball game tomorrow. Yeah. That's big.
Yeah, they're pretty
and
big.
And like they talk about, something happens overnight on Wednesday. The golf course completely changes from when they play it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It is a whole different golf course come Thursday. Yeah. The greens are a foot faster. The fairways are running out more. I don't know what it is, but.
It is neat.
It's crazy.
Just a little bit more drier, maybe.
Yeah,
get dry.
Well, they have sub air dryers underground. You know that, right?
What?
Well, when we were
there, they have dryers underground.
Really?
Yes, to dry out the ground. Because in golf, the firmer and faster it is, the harder it is for the professionals.
Tougher
it is
for them.
Yes, the easier it is for us.
Yep.
Because the ball goes further. But right. For them, they can pinpoint where that ball lands, even with their driver, most times, if they're playing well. And then...
How do they do that? How do they do dryers underground?
Anything can be done, Neil.
Jeez.
They used to always have those...
Scoobies. Get your Scoobies out.
When we were there for the practice rounds, all the tee boxes where they were going to tee off for the tournament were all covered with blankets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were...
Well, and then flowers, don't they? They just dunk them in ice.
They make sure that
they bloom. They don't bloom the right time.
Right.
If it's warm early
That's cool as hell. I mean,
Yeah.
They always have it looking awesome.
It's crazy.
It is. It's pretty impressive.
But it's fun to watch. I mean, there's nothing neater than watching when they putt directly away from the hole. And all of a sudden, that ball will just come flying back. It's like, what's he doing?
That's what's incredible is you'll see them hit the green, and they'll put a little bit of spin on it. And all of a sudden, it comes back, and then it starts turning towards that hole. And it's like, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, here it comes.
So you know they're hitting it where they want to, and then they're going to let it roll down towards that hole.
Yep, you know exactly.
I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, those pins on 13 is a great example.
Yeah.
The pin on the right.
Yeah.
Toward the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's
crazy.
It's a fun weekend.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a fun week of golf.
It's always a fun week. Kind of the start for us, too.
I think
the Elks gets fired up, and everybody starts running out there. So come out tomorrow and Friday. Friday's got his fish fry going. And
Saturday, Sunday, we'll be there.
Saturday, Sunday.
Might get free beer if the guy's on fire. Hey.
And if somebody gets on fire, Phil, Tiger, if you're listening.
Tiger on Friday. Yeah, Tiger's listening.
Tiger's tuned in.
We're counting
Tiger,
on you, man.
Tiger, listening. We need a lot of birdies off Friday.
Yeah, he'll probably listen in the archives.
He'll catch the archives.
Get to bed early tomorrow night, Tiger, because Friday big.
Big for you. No women tomorrow night, Tiger.
No ladies. Keep it special. Come on. Fellas, I appreciate you coming.
Hey, absolutely.
Stepping in for Bubba.
No troubles.
Been fun.
Kirby coming over.
Yep.
I love this show. It's a great time. Neil, tomorrow night, we're not going to be there. FR's not going to be there, but the Indians are going
to
be there. We're
going to take on planning to get there.
Bubba and I may go up, and then Bubba will have it on Twitter all the time. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He'll give updates. So.
Yeah. Yep. I'll be the one that has to watch.
And we got a doubleheader, I think. We're back on radio, I'd say, Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Saturday,
we're back home against the Starfires, right?
Yep.
I want to know, Neil, who does the scorebook?
Oh my!
For FR Radio,
between Calpe and Bubba, whoever's doing the announcement.
I know, but
Neil, there's some photos floating around on Twitter of scorebooks.
You didn't see the scorebook at one night.
It was the one where they handed you the roster instead
Thank
of the.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they handed you the roster instead of the lineup.
And I saved you a buck. I didn't flip the page. I just scratched things out.
Saved it 2 cents.
Saved that 15 cents. That a boy. Neil, appreciate it.
I thought it was a good gig until Bubba saw it. He's like,
what is this?
Yeah, that one was the worst
looking scorebook I've ever seen.
Well, that doesn't count though. Every once in a while, I'll have to write them in there. That's worse than what Calpe did.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Might as well take your fingerprint and put it on there because I could read that about as easy.
About to say.
His left-handed scribbles is bad. Everybody's name, I just call them all the same name.
Yep.
Smith. Smith. Hey, well, it's the visitors. Most of them aren't listening anyway. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, boys, it was a pleasure.
Hey, yep. Enjoyed it, guys.
A lot of fun. Neil, we'll be back next Wednesday. Bubba will be back.
Yep.
We'll be back at her, hopefully talking about some wins for the Indians.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
See you next Wednesday.
See you, guys.
Yep.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.